Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Welcome back. It was ZZ Top Blues there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got a brand new video up. You can take a poll question. We've got a new question we ask every week. We want to know what you think. This week's question is about Facebook, so check that out. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Jack Otter. Executive editor of CBSMoneyWatch.com. He's the author of the new book, Worth It, Not Worth It. It's all about financial planning. Jack, thanks again for staying with us, and congratulations on your book. Tell the audience how they can find you online and how they can find your book, please.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm executive editor of CBSMoneyWatch.com, so they can find me and my colleagues writing about these topics right there, including our small business section. The book is available pretty much everywhere. A lot of people are picking it up on Amazon.com. For those people who want to support local businesses, I'm really encouraging them to go to a website called IndieBound, I-N-D-I-E, Bound, so short for IndependentBound.com, because what that'll do is that will allow you to buy the book from your local bookstore. You just put in your zip code, and it'll actually buy it from your local bookstore, which is great.
And they'll get credit for it. That's a great website. I had not heard of that one. I'm glad you told us about that one. IndieBound.com. Folks, check that out. Amazon will be okay. Don't worry about Amazon. Check out IndieBound.com. Hey, you know, one of the things is, you know, this is a time of year when we got a lot of graduates, a lot of college graduates, and I know a lot of people would like to get their young folks off on the right foot with financial planning. And you know, going over your book, I know it would be a good option for them. What would you say to a young person coming out of college right now? Hopefully they've got a job. It's not looking too good these days. But what would be your best general advice to someone like that?
Sure. Well, step number one from a financial perspective is to continue to live like a college student. We all learned in college, you know, how to stretch a buck, right? Because there weren't too many coming along. And I think that when...
And here they thought they were going to be able to get rid of ramen noodles, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Stick with those ramen noodles. don't succumb to that. You know, when you get that first paycheck, it feels like a whole lot of money, even though...
You're rich.
In retrospect, when I look back to that first paycheck, it was pretty small. But it feels like a lot. But try to put that away. Try to save it. One thing I have in my book is a chart that shows what your retirement savings will look like if you start early. And I know for a 22-year-old, the idea of saving for retirement makes me sound like a crazy old man. But those first 10 years, age 20 to 30, if you can save now, the magic of compounding will have you so much more money by the time you're age 65 than if you wait until you're 30, 35. And believe me, you'll be making more money then, but you'll also have children, a mortgage, and so forth.
Yeah.
So you won't feel like you're making more money, even though that paycheck is bigger.
Even if that money doesn't get you all the way to retirement somehow, which things, you know, life happens. Life is what happens when you're making plans. Even if it doesn't get you all the way to retirement, it will. Hopefully, it'll be there, like as you said, when the kids come along. I remember someone said that. Someone asked Albert Einstein what the strongest force in the universe is. He said compound interest.
I quote him in there. I looked into it, and they say that that's probably not true, that he probably didn't say it. And so I put out in the book.
Well, I reject that out of hand, Jack. That's, obviously, he did say that. So, all right, let's move over.
I agree
with
it. Let's
talk about something. For small businesses, what other advice do you have for small businesses these days?
Sure. You know, one thing I was thinking about in relation to small businesses is – and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I've watched friends of mine, my brother, for instance, work for small businesses, and the retirement plans are often with other small businesses, or worse, large businesses that overcharge small businesses. And
right.
They often don't get the kind of product that you can get from a company like, say, a Vanguard or a Fidelity or a Schwab. I particularly am fond of Vanguard funds, though, because of those ultra-low fees and their approach to investing, which is trying to beat the market is a fool's game, and you're much better off with indexes. A small business owner could do a wonderful favor for their employees if they can find a way to get access to an ultra-low-cost index fund, mutual fund company, to provide the funds for their employees' retirement accounts.
Wherever the money's coming from, however much it is, direct it toward one of these index funds, and you can adjust that for the age of the person, depending on, you know, a young person would want more risk, an older person would want less risk, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that's picking up a lot of steam now is what's called target date funds, and I'm a fan of those because I think a lot of people just don't want to worry about their asset allocation. They probably should, but the reality is they don't. And so in that case, putting them in a target date fund, which is a set it and forget it sort of thing, they're going to make many fewer unforced errors than they would if they tried to do it themselves.
And your money will be put into an investment group that has risk associated with the length of time of between now and the target date, right?
Right, exactly. So what some of these young people, they're probably being 70% stocks as well as then some bonds. The best ones have some commodities and stuff thrown in there, too.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Jack, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to.
Yeah, it's been fun having you here. Thanks a lot. Congratulations on the book. It's called Worth It, Not Worth It. Jack Otter is the author. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'm
here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.